Reddit's pro-Trump community The Donald Claims site ignores violent left-wing threats. By Alam Bokhari on August 2, 2019. Members of the large pro-Trump community on Reddit, the_Donald, have compiled over 100 examples of left-wing threats of violence on the social platform, including threats of violence against law enforcement, prominent media pundits, and politicians after the site censored the community of 750,000 Trump supporters. This came after Reddit's administrators decided to place the site's largest hub of Trump supporters under quarantine on the basis of a single threat of violence, which was quickly removed by moderators of the pro-Trump community. To expose Reddit's double standards, Trump supporters on Reddit have compiled a mammoth list of threats of violence on left-wing Reddit communities, which appeared without any punishment from Reddit's administrators. The posts have been archived and compiled in a document, with over 100 examples from various left-wing Reddit communities including r/politics, r/late-stage capitalism, r/chapo-trap-house, the anti-cop subreddit r/bad_cop_no_donut, r/fuck-the-alt-right, and r/socialism. Despite the numerous documented and archived threats of violence, none of these communities have yet been quarantined by Reddit's administrators. Here are just a few of the examples unearthed by pro-Trump Reddit users. Merry Christmas, kill all cops and their families, r/chapo-trap-house. These fucking Nazis need to be executed like the original ones. A reference to Oregon GOP state senators on r/late-stage capitalism. These sort of scum is what lynching, sick, is for. Kill them, r/bad_cop_no_donut. Socialist Rifle Association, Pink Pistols, Redneck Revolt Unite. Time for some Nazi and GOP headhunting. r/chapo-trap-house. The full document, which contains over 100 examples of left-wing threats of violence on Reddit, can be read below. Reddit's Left-Wing Vile. By Alamon Scribd. The report's compilers urged that more attention be paid to Reddit, one of the largest and most influential social platforms on the web, in debates about political bias and censorship. As Facebook, Twitter, and Google are often the subjects of censorship of conservatives on major internet platforms, Reddit, even though it is the sixth largest nationally visited site and 21st largest worldwide, often escapes scrutiny, wrote the compilers. As this report demonstrates, r/the_Donald received incredibly disproportionate punishment while politically liberal subreddits escape any sort of negative action by administrators. Anyone can set up a subreddit devoted to a particular topic. And r/the_Donald has emerged as the largest pro-Trump subreddit with over 750,000 subscribed users. In 2016, the community's size and high levels of activity meant its users frequently caused pro-Trump memes to go viral across the site. The community continues to enjoy a large size and level of activity, but it has since been censored by Reddit's left-wing owners. The_Donald is now quarantined, meaning that Reddit users will only see content from it if they choose to subscribe. Even if a post on the_Donald were to attract more votes than any other post on the site, users would still not be able to see it unless they subscribe. The community was quarantined in June, allegedly because of a threat of violence made by a random user on the pro-Trump community. Even though Reddit admins acknowledge that the_Donald moderators followed the site rules and removed the offending post. Breitbart News has reached out to Reddit for comment. Are you an insider at Reddit or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.